Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Okay, so Roger and I are driving around.
What up,
Ron? We thought we would do another On the Road show number two.
Yes. Road show 655 dos.
Dos. Equis.
Yes. Dos oh, yeah. You tied it all up in there.
I'm Latino, y'all. So there is nothing like driving around trying to find a dress shirt to fit
a fat boy.
That makes you want to kill yourself. Right. I mean, just people, well, they prejudge. I saw all kinds of prejudgment going on in there.
Well, especially with the African man.
Yeah.
He was like,
so,
he's judging.
I don't know if he was all that. But I don't know what show this is. It's like, whatever.
565.
Okay. It might be a little short one. We're driving because we're so depressed. We're going to Lowe's because I need to mount my TV because the person that was going to come to mount my TV that I was going to pay $125 for like $15 minutes worth of work decided he wasn't going to show up.
Right.
Just didn't call, didn't text.
Well, he texted
He finally texted.
Right, after you texted him a few times and badgered him.
Conveniently, he's going to the ER because he got hurt trying to install a satellite.
Whose dumbass gets hurt installing a satellite?
Whatever. Do you remember where the speaker was on here?
It's on the end.
Oh, the end? Okay. Yeah. So, he didn't show, so Roger and I had the idea that we're going to put it in ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we found the studs, right?
Yeah.
So, we're going to try it.
We're going
to
try
it. We have to go to Lowe's. I hope there's, like, hot men there.
Oh, there's going to be hot men there anyway.
Hot Latino men.
And then we're going to... Well, first we're going to starve our faces.
Because we're depressed.
We're depressed. Well, and we're eating our feelings.
Right. And you're not even buying a shirt.
No.
And you're depressed.
Well, I'm depressed because I found my apartment that I think I wanted, but I can't afford.
That is depressing, too.
Yeah. It was the cutest place, y'all. I mean, it would have been perfectly fine for me. It would have been enough space, but...
It was cute.
I just...
A little bit too much.
It's a little expensive.
We're going to keep shopping. We're going to find you a place.
I hope so, because otherwise I'm going to have to go back home, which I think that's not such a bad option. Because it would
just
at least allow
no
me to...
rules.
No, my mom is... She's totally cool.
Because if I moved back to my mom, she would be like, you have to be in before 9. You can't do this. You can't do that. No.
Are you kidding me? My mother doesn't get home before 9.
Right.
Not that she's slutting it up. By any means, she's not.
Your mom's not slutting it up?
No. No, we're trying to tell her to slut it up, but she's refusing to slut it up. I think she's got a cubby of quail in her vagina. Maybe a little cobweb action up in there.
So, we're on our way. We're going to go to Wendy's.
We're going to go to Wendy's, and then we're going to hit up the Lowe's.
And then we're going to go to Kohl's.
And then we're going to go to Kohl's.
Because I'm thinking if I can feed myself and make myself super fat, I can go in there and find a shirt that fits, then it'll be loose by the time I need to go on my interview.
Yes,
that works, right?
Totally. I agree.
Okay.
Why not? Or you're going to eat yourself so much that you eventually get thin by the time you get to Kohl's. Yeah, you got to reverse that.
It's
a positive action.
Thin.
Oh, God. Oh, polluter. I mean, the car was smoking.
So we thought we would record a little show.
Yes.
We're not going to talk about Mariah or anything yet, are we? I mean, do you want to make this the actual show?
No, we're not going to talk about Mariah because we want to delve, even though she has, or I don't know if she has released officially, but she's definitely, we've definitely heard two songs off the album that aren't the first, like, three or four that
have been
released already. So we won't talk about that, because apparently people don't like the fact that we talk about Mariah Carey a lot. So we're going to go ahead and talk about the fact that Mariah Carey is singing a George Michael song.
Right.
Mark, suck that, bitch.
Which song is it?
It's One More Try. I'm extremely excited. Anyone that knows that song, if Mariah does it really well, because let's be honest, she's known to do really good remakes.
Right.
You know she's really good at remaking songs.
She is.
And she doesn't do them very often, but when she does them pretty good. So I'm really hoping that she graces this one with her angelic birdie voice. And
angelic
then,
birdie voice.
Hashtag angelic birdie voice. So, yeah, moving along. We won't talk about her no more.
What else we got? We can't really talk about Beyonce and Solange yet because we have We have a phone call.
Oh, okay, good. So yes, and I want to delve into that a little bit. I want to have
even though it's like a week old. It's like old news now.
It is old news, but it's still there's something to be said about someone's ass getting beat in an elevator while your wife.
Don't talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. So
wait. And also I just want to say that yesterday was Janet's birthday. Mm-hmm. So happy birthday, Janet, if you're listening.
Oh, she's totally listening.
Oh my god, totally. Why wouldn't she listen to Farm Monkeys? Hello. So I just want to say that there was a little bit of speculative sad news. Apparently she's doing really well and very happy, which I love. I'm so excited for her. She's learning Arabic because her husband's Arabic. And then she's I'm getting to it. The sad news is that apparently she had a little gathering for her birthday yesterday Thursday night here, probably Friday. No, yeah. Anyway, she met with fans in France, Petty, and they sang happy birthday to her.
How did she set that up? Did she just show up to the restaurant?
I think her handlers set that up. You know, because apparently she's like an animal in the zoo. So her handlers have to do that. So anyways, no, I think it was one of those things where it was like she was in Paris and, you know. And of course she's very gracious. She's rocking the Poetic Justice braids. The thin ones, which I'm excited because I think she's really
thin
cute.
Is she thin Janet or thick Janet right now?
No, she's thin Janet. She hasn't been thick for a long time.
I thought she got a little puffy there for a minute.
No, she's been thin for the last like 4 or 5 years. No, I shouldn't say 4 or 5 years. She's been thin for like at least the last 3 years.
Because she's like the queen of losing like 80
No, but you know what?
Pounds.
After she went on what's that diet?
The Sugar Busters?
No. When she went on to the... what was the diet? Nutrisystem?
Uh-huh.
She lost a lot of weight. And after that, she really maintained it. Because the last time I saw her was last year at the AMFAR Foundation, like the reception or whatever. Because he was hot. And she looked beautiful. She was nice and svelte and she's gorgeous. So I think she's still thin. But, you know, it was a little sad because apparently a fan that was there went onto one of the Janet fan boards that I follow on Facebook and posted, just a description of what had happened. And apparently...
And what had happened was...
And what had happened was is that she's not recording, y'all.
She said no more.
She said she's not recording an album right now. She's not doing a film right now. She is literally living life and
as a billionaire.
As a normal billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's traveling, learning
Arabic. She's learning Arabic. She's loving her husband. She's a normal person with a lot of money.
Do they live in like Abu Dhabi or somewhere like that?
Yeah, I think they live either in Abu Dhabi or Dubai. It's one of those.
It's probably Dubai.
He's from there. Her husband is from there. And,
ooh, Long John Silver's.
No, girl.
If we want diarrhea, you go there.
Or you want to die of,
Freshalella. Tony likes to go there every now and then, and when we go there, I have to peel off the batter before I eat anything.
Oh, God, that's so gross.
They do have good hush puppies.
I don't even want it. That's one of those, like, little puppies that are dipped in
the little
batter.
Corn that's deep fried.
Oh, I was being...
So this is a short little show, because we're at our restaurant now. We're not... going to Chick-fil-A.
We could pause it and...
Yeah, I think people thought that we went to Chick-fil-A the last time we were on the road.
Oh,
so,
those are just rumors.
Just total rumors.
I mean...
We're going to get a Frosty.
I can't because I don't hurt my stomach. But anyway,
everything hurts your stomach.
I know, shut up. But anyway, so anyways, it's a little sad about Janet, but I know she was probably being a little facetious because she's working. She's got something cooking up in that kitchen. She always got something cooking up
in
that
kitchen. Yeah, it's $1 billion.
I know. I wish you could just, like, help me be like,
Roger, you're my big... Roger! You're my biggest fan.
She's like, you know, if I could just be like, can you at least break me off like 300,000? Let me, or 400,000. No, let's make it 500,000.
Yeah, just make it like half a million.
Yeah, no, let's make it a million.
Don't be greedy.
No, I'm not being greedy because I'll donate a little bit of that. But like,
you're going to donate to me?
You'll get a little piece of the pie. You get a little piece of the pie. But I would say just give me a million. I'll buy my house. I'll buy a car. I'll put some away for savings. I'll pay off all my debt. And I'll be happy. All I need is a million. A cool mil. All
right. Well,
we're going to take a break. Here. And then we'll be back.
All right. Bye.
We should have been doing that the entire time.
No, wait. Okay, so we're back. And we're still depressed.
Oh, my God.
It's like redonkulous.
I do have to say, though, the good thing about shopping is that if you're not paying attention and you get mixed up in the wrong section, and then you try it on, and it's still too small, like their largest size, only to come find out that you are in the junior section, that kind of makes you feel good.
Women's. Right. You're in junior women's.
That kind of makes you feel a little good about yourself.
I would have told you that shirt was a little blousy.
Oh, it's a little blousy in the... I want it to be blousy
in the top. It's very high-waisted.
Right. The skirt needed to be a little lower. A girl, because I was trying out for America's Next Top Drag Superstar. No, never.
Don't, please.
Although I do have the face for radio.
Oh.
Oh. Well, excuse me.
There's like, he has to be like Roman. What is he?
No, I think he's like could be Latino. Middle Eastern.
No, he's not. Not with that nose.
Italian, maybe.
He's cute.
He's fucking beautiful.
He's muscular.
But I want him to turn so I can see him face on.
Don't you want him to see his package? Like to get out?
How is that going to happen?
I don't know. Maybe you should accidentally bump into him.
Right. Let me reverse back and bump into him. Oh, when someone's coming.
Well, you need a turn.
I know, but I'm not wanting to yet.
Well, you don't have a choice. There's no traffic coming.
Well, we're just going to wait.
I don't want to get murdered.
Oh, fuck.
In Skokie. Wait, is this Skokie?
Oh, no, it's Lincolnwood. That was hot. Yeah,
Lincolnwood.
That was really hot.
You saw Hottie and Kohl's too, right?
Oh my God. So we saw this guy that we're walking out of Kohl's to go into the rest of the mall because we were on a hunt to find a shirt for Ricky just in case the one he bought actually ended up buying doesn't fit him, so he had a backup plan. And we're walking and he's like, look. And I see this guy with like two sleeve tattoos, like all the way down
to his booty for days.
He had a nice little booty. It wasn't like too big, but it wasn't too small. I bet you look gorgeous in underwear.
And you said he needed to be a little bit meatier, though, right?
He had a little bit of a belly, but, like, really, like, that skinny fat.
I hate those people.
I want skinny fat. Skinny.
Right. Why, and we're going to talk about this again, I'm not sure if we said it when we were recording before, why do they make extra, extra large shirts that are slim-fitting?
Yeah, I don't understand that concept. Like,
there's a reason you're getting XXL, and it's not because you're slim.
I think if you go over 1X... there should be no reason why it has any slim anything.
Right.
Because the whole purpose of being XXL is because either you're top Yo heavy.
Fat.
Or you're bottom heavy, or you're pear shape. which is really difficult to find shirts. Like,
wait, if you're pear shaped, isn't that like your butt and stuff?
Yeah.
So the shirt really doesn't really do that.
Well, because it starts off like this.
So no, it's the other way around. It's really skinny at the top like and it goes around like this.
Got it. So it's like this.
With the round thing in your face.
Yeah, that doesn't... I don't understand. I don't understand why they would do that. I think it's because slim fit, modern cut, and all that. I think there's a cinching of, like, the upper area. And a lot of guys don't necessarily have problems with their chest.
I got a problem with my chest
and my gut
And my gunt.
Your cunt?
No, my gut slash cunt.
Oh, your upper pussy area.
Yeah.
Your fupa.
My fupa.
That is just hilarious.
Although I don't really have a fupa.
Well.
I just have a belly.
Yeah.
A big old belly.
I have issues with all that. I have issues with underneath, like, right here, like, the boobage
side
area.
Boob. Yeah.
I got a little bit of, if I was a woman and I wore a dress, I'd totally be having side
boob. All the Jewish people are out because it's Saturday, it's church time.
Oh, he kind of looks hot. Oh.
He doesn't have the ringlets, does he?
No, but he looks a little gorgeous.
He looks like Abraham Lincoln.
A little bit. He's kind of hot, though.
I love that coat.
Work it, girl.
Hey!
Work. It would be funny if he walked right back out and turned around.
But that and then would he was be like this.
Right.
And then
he was like... Right. But that would also be very against his religion.
Well, you know, we all do things against our religion.
Jesus would not have it. Jesus is not having it.
I can't believe they're wearing these heavy-ass coats.
Well, so anyway, so what else do we want to discuss? So back to the guy. So anyways, he had a little bit of a belly, so he was kind of like skinny fat. I just thought that if he was a little bit meatier, like huskier. Ooh, nice booty.
But he kind of had, like, a...
And a scruff.
Scruffy way. Like, he looked kind of, like, maybe computer nerdish.
Yeah, but, like, he was trying to work
out.
He
had the Billy Goat.
Yeah, like the goatee.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, but he had a little bit of scruff on the side. I think he was trying to... Yeah, I think he was probably, like, a geeky nerd who does computers, started getting into working out, and is trying to fit in the scene by wearing those god-awful joggers he was wearing...
But they're only god awful because you couldn't really tell the front area.
No, he I must saw have been a little bit, but briefs. It wasn't like, I mean, it wasn't like...
He was wearing briefs, probably.
Probably. Which is kind of hot.
Although the black guy that was in the shoe store, or in Old Navy, was not wearing briefs.
Oh, I don't... See, I didn't see that. But
wham,
he was,
bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Just, well, yeah.
Like, all up in your face.
Thanks for showing me your gift.
Thank you, India.
You go, Alanis.
Oh, his Alanis was gone. Oh. It was going somewhere.
So tomorrow we're recording, like, our regular show with, like, mics and stuff, so...
Right. I don't know why you're so worried about this. The last road show we did, it actually ended up being really...
But that one was really good.
Like, the vocal was good.
The vocal was so good. It was a little pitchy, but we did it.
Right. We weren't scaling it like Mariah.
Right. We didn't have whistle tone.
Whistle tone. That's so funny to me. Oh, we need to go to Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Yeah.
To get Tony his food.
Okay, is this really bad?
Are you going to be racist?
No, I just... Okay. No. I just... Wait, how is that way right here? Yeah. Okay. I just ate... Right now, but because we're going to Popeyes, I...
Come on, I want to get your dinner.
I do. But it's so bad, because I just ate, like... I feel like I ate a really, really late lunch. Isn't that awful?
It was rather large, too.
Oh.
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 Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
And get out.
And do you know where you're going?
No.
Right. Exactly. The fuck out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Little Asia. Ooh. Little Asia. God damn.
That white guy looked so scared in the back of that car.
He sure did. I think he got a little crystal clear. Her driving became real crystal to her.
What else do we have to talk about?
So, so I'm a little kind of like, I want to get din-din right now, but... That really
I'll
totally makes
din
me.
Din too.
Are you really?
Probably and save it for later.
See, that's what I want to do because
for
I feel
midnight
like such
snacky
a fatty.
Snacks. Midnight snacky snack.
Oh no, that's the problem. That's why Mama's fat.
Well, we're gonna start our diet on Monday. Snack. Monday.
So, So that was our little adventure at and then we went to Wendy's, and let me just tell you, I mean,
oh
just
my God,
fucking,
all those kids. Talking about the devil kid in Kohl's.
Oh, my God. We were in Kohl's, and we're walking around, and we get to the second floor. We're trying to find the restroom, and all you hear is, no!
No, it's like...
No!
It's devil voice.
No!
And he's, like, slamming things. He's
throwing
like, shit on the ground.
He's like, I'm behaving. I promise.
I'm behaving! That's what he sounded like.
I'm gonna behave! And I'm like, oh, my God. shut that fucking child up. And as Ricky comes out of the washroom, we're walking back towards, like, the escalator area.
And you're as like, we're control walking, your fucking kid.
I was like, God, that whoever's kid that is, they need to control that fucking kid. And sure enough, I was passing. I walked right in front of his mom. Right in front of his mom when I said that.
But, you
of
know, course, she was anything.
Like, you know, she did. She was from Africa, so she probably didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
You.
Total racist.
What is this racism coming from?
It's not racist.
You're on my. You're a minority. You can't even, like, say stuff like that.
I think that's the reason why I can.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, and by the way, I need to publicly apologize to Joe from Texas.
Oh, because Joe Dallas.
Texas. Yeah, Joe Dallas. Right. I need to publicly apologize because he got a little upset that he thought I was calling him out for not liking Mariah Carey.
You kind of did.
I did, but I also did apologize all in the same breath. I was like, oh, he's a Mariah Carey hater. Yeah. Oh, I'm just kidding. He's
all
not.
In the same breath.
I did say breath.
Oh, okay.
All in the same breast. What is that? Girl, go get a fucking bathroom. Shower once. No, but this woman had to have been from, like, I don't want to say Nigeria, but where, like, a lot of pirates go usually are?
Somalia.
There you go. Just let that fucking child cry. I mean, it got to the point where he was like,
crying.
He wasn't even, there weren't tears in his eyes. He was crying that much. You know when little kid, when you're a little kid, you cried so much, your tears dried up?
He's tired. He's CPC.
Oh, that bitch needed to be slapped. Sleepy sleeps. I can't, you know what? There's one thing that I despise more than anything in the world is when parents can't control their fucking children in stores. If you're gonna go to a store and your child is acting up, you take that fucking child into a washroom
and beat the shit out of them.
You take it outside.
You take them in the fitting room and you push pins into it.
You take them to the car until it's quiet.
No, well, until you smother them to death.
Or you take their asses home.
Or until you shake them.
Syndrome.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason why everyone else should suffer. I mean, no reason why everybody else should suffer the wailings of your fucking unruly ass child that you can't control. Get it together. Get it together.
Okay, less clapping.
Sorry.
The phone really can't take that.
Yeah, it'll be, this one will be a little bit loud. I feel like I'm yelling.
A little loud.
Little out.
All right, so we're rolling up on Popeyes, so we gotta go. So bye, everyone. I hope you enjoyed
short
this short,
sweet
short.
One.
Don't want no short man.
Don't want no short. Oh, we've
oh
been
he's
the
about good. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We're gonna get out and go in, though.
Oh, we're a little shifty.
We're gonna go inside, not through the drive through.
Oh, no, I know.
All right, so we gotta go.
All right, this is Medusa.
And this is Ricky.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold on. How do you turn this thing off?
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.